the sidewalk most of the time because a lot of the streets weren't even paved.
Yeah.
So that was one of the really neat things that I remember was getting to skate.
And were there any things that the girls couldn't do that the boys did? Or is there anything like specifically?
I don't think so.
Pretty much you could run around with the boys and it wasn't a problem?
No, it wasn't, no. And when I was in high school, Jack and I graduated in 1953, and we were the last graduating class in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went to the new building, which was on, Atlanta Street,
mm-hmm.
or Highway 9 was the new high school, but we were the last graduating class. We had 19 in our graduating class.
Oh, wow. 450 in line?
I know, and now it's really large. But anyway, it was neat because we went to elementary school and high school in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Independence High School is now, Mimosa.
Jump back a little bit. Were your parents born here? Do you know where they were born or where they came from?
My daddy was born in Atlanta, and my mother was born in Cherokee County.
And did you Clack.
Well, they both worked at the mill.
Oh, okay.
They both worked in the mill and met there. And then they lived in Roswell all their life, really. My grandfather lived downtown,
mm-hmm.
and we lived uptown. I think that's been mentioned before. And I'll go back a little bit. One thing on Sunday, especially on Sunday or on Saturday, if we didn't have anything to do, we'd walk down to the square.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the square downtown. You know, where the funeral home and everything was. And that was just an entertainment, was to get to walk down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the Pence factory was built, the grounds were so nice. We'd go there, and this is my grandchildren, this is so funny, and take pictures there because it was just so pretty, you know, the trees and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure about the date, but the property was donated down at Walla Park. And I think it was donated by Mr. Jim,
mm-hmm.
donated some property, and that's when they made the park. And the guys that were in jail did all the work.
Oh.
And it was it's a beautiful park. It still is a beautiful park. And that's where the first swimming pool was built, too.
Oh.
And that was really a big deal in Roswell when we had a swimming pool.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But before that, the only place we could go swimming was at North Fulton. They had a park at North, mm-hmm. I mean a swimming pool at North Fulton Park.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I just can't believe I did that. My daughter just couldn't believe that I did that. But if you were down there and you decided you want to go swimming, you could go in and just rent a bathing suit. And this was nothing for us to do. Is this not funny?
That's interesting.
And believe it or not, I did that. I didn't want to, but I did it because I wanted to go swimming.
Did you have siblings? Did you have?
No, I was the only child.
Mm-hmm. Your parents worked the mill. We've heard a little bit about the mill community before down there. So you didn't live.
Well, my dad and my mother worked down there. And then when the Pence factory came, my mother worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And daddy, too, I think. Yeah. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, worked down at the mill. He was the assistant, I guess, manager or something.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother was born in the bricks in 1882 here. So the bricks are very special to me anyway. And of course, I've heard stories about, you know, when Roosevelt came for the wedding and everything, that her parents took her up for the wedding, and it was just really neat.
Oh, nice. We heard some stories from people, I guess, that the people that worked for the mill and their families things were kind of isolated from a lot of the rest of the community. Did you ever feel that, or do you think your parents ever felt
Oh,
that
no, I don't think
there?
So. No, I don't.